I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. We're off and running with today's show, and I'm guessing many of you are also off and running right now to a long holiday weekend. Biggest travel time of the year, and that's why we're kicking off with this message from President Obama earlier today.
As we go into Thanksgiving weekend, I want the American people to know is that we are taking every possible step to keep our homeland safe.
The president mentioned the Paris attacks. He said it was normal for Americans to have security concerns right now. But he also said it's okay to go about your normal Thanksgiving activities.
Right now, we know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland. And that is based on the latest information I just received in the Situation Room.
There is, however, a worldwide travel alert in effect issued by the U.S. State Department. It warns American travelers to remain vigilant following increased terrorist threats around the world. I asked Clive Irving what he makes of that. He writes about travel for the Daily Beast.
Well, it's a traditional response. In a sense, it's an evasion of responsibility because it's so vague and unspecific. It's like someone trying to cover their tracks so as not to be liable or found liable later. Saying that, I would add that it's very important not to underestimate the risk, but I think the risk is pretty obvious to everybody. And I think that it's just a matter of common sense if you're traveling abroad, the things you should and shouldn't do. American travelers on the whole are well schooled in that. But what bothers me about this as a sort of background noise is that's happened over the last few weeks is a return to the kind of post 9/11 paranoia, which leads to excessive caution and leads people to cancel trips which they don't really need to cancel. And at the same time, it plays right into the playbook of what terrorism actually wants you to do. I think that it's very important to work out what they want you to do and then make sure that you don't do it. And one of the things they want you to do is to cancel trips and make general wreckage of the travel business.
I mean, you say paranoia, and I think there probably is a good argument to see some paranoia out there. But 9/11 was an intelligence failure. The Paris attacks are described as an intelligence failure. There is, you could say, good reason to be paranoid when there are intelligence failures. So how are we supposed to process travel warnings that are not based on actual real intelligence?
That's a very good question. But of course, you have to bear in mind, it's not only Americans who are targeted under these circumstances. And as you saw in Paris, people of virtually every nation in Europe, as well as Americans, were victims of the attack. And in this case, ISIS is different to Al-Qaeda and 9/11 in that ISIS is much less targeted on Americans, is much more targeted on what they call vaguely anyone from an opposing Western culture. So I don't think that Americans have a higher risk of being identified as a target when they're traveling than other Europeans do. I mean, for example, there have been stories about the Vatican City being closed down because there have been threats made against the Pope and that ISIS actually views Catholics as probably a major target, which Al-Qaeda never did and I don't think ever would have done.
Is it too early to gauge the impact of these travel advisories? I mean, no one's going to Sharm el-Sheikh because airlines have stopped flights there, but what impact do you think the recent terror attacks and these warnings are having just on the psyche of travelers?
Well, I think that there are two angles to this. One is the impact it has on Americans going abroad, and it certainly does have a dulling effect on that. So that's going to be a blow for people who run hotels in Europe and stuff like that. But there's a very interesting I would think it's fair to say Americans are not great world travelers. For example, only 46% of Americans have passports compared to between 70 and 80% of Europeans. And a lot of those American passports are used just to go across the border, either to Canada or to Mexico. So Americans are far less at risk in this situation because there are far fewer of them. Incidentally, I think it's very interesting that I think there's a different attitude towards traveling in Asia than there is towards traveling in Europe. If you live on the west coast of America, you don't view Europe as the natural place to go. You view Asia as the natural place to go. And as far as I can tell, and I've been asking people about this, travel to Asia remains relatively unaffected by this paranoia. I think it's Europe that really is going to suffer.
What are you hearing about possible windfalls for travel destinations that are not seen as security risks, whether they are or not, entirely different question?
Well, what always happens in these situations, it happened after 9/11, the so-called new normal, is that Americans tend to want then to travel within what they see as a hermetically sealed bubble that guarantees American security. So it's good news for people who run cruise ships and cruise lines, because obviously a cruise ship is a piece of floating America. You're with other Americans and you feel secure. That's a sort of defensive reaction of travelers. And I think it's, again, I think it's sad, because nothing broadens the mind more than travel. And in these days, rather than close the mind and become xenophobic or isolationist, in order to deal with this problem, we need to be world-minded, not narrow-minded.
Yeah, that's a good point. Clive Irving with The Daily Beast, thank you so much for your thoughts.
You're welcome.
Let's turn to another kind of travel expert for advice. Dan Richards is CEO of Global Rescue. It's a company based here in Boston and specializes in travel risk and crisis management. Are you hearing from people who are nervous or on edge about traveling right now?
You know, Marco, we certainly are. In fact, we're getting an unprecedented number of calls from our members and clients who are planning on going to places that we previously wouldn't have gotten phone calls regarding, like Western Europe, even Canada, and other parts of the developed world where previously people would have felt that those locations were perfectly safe and not contacted us. But today there is concern.
Yeah. So what's your advice to them?
Well, you should not cancel your travel plans if you're going to any of the locations I just mentioned, that you should be increasingly vigilant and situationally aware regarding surroundings, regarding going to places that might be targets of opportunity or gatherings of large numbers of Westerners or places where there could be an attack or that might be a soft target for an attack. If you do decide to go to a place where there is an increased level of threat, we recommend that people bring a redundant communication device. If you're going to the developing world or a remote location, it often helps to have some kind of satellite communication capability, a small first aid kit. We recommend that you register with the State Department if you're an American who's going abroad, and let the people who care about you know what your travel plans are. So if you don't check in at a certain time when you're supposed to check in, that they can start to worry about you. So those are some of the very basic things.
So Dan, can a traveler be mindful, vigilant, situationally aware, and still have a good time?
It depends on the traveler, I think, probably more than anything. I think that they can. I think, unfortunately, that you know, travel in the modern age today with everything that's going on in the world still can be done very safely. I think that people should just remember that the likelihood statistically that they be injured or killed in a terrorist attack is extraordinarily low. The traditional things that impact travelers, motor vehicle accidents, illness, injury, other such sorts of much more mundane occurrences are much more likely to impact their travel in a negative way than any of these events. But these events do obviously occur, and they're certainly scary and horrible when they do occur. So people do need to prepare.
Dan Richards with Global Rescue Boston, thank you very much for your advice.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving.